Someone who's always in the mix when it comes to cricket is the bowlologist, Damien Fleming, and he joins us. Flem, the dust is settling after the summer of cricket, pants by India, but resurrected somewhat against Sri Lanka. What's your scorecard? How did you assess it all at the end of the day?
Oh, I thought the tests were just an entree to the Big Bash final for the coming up, Sam. You're going a bit early there. Geez, I'm glad we got some hundreds, boys. So it opened up a bit. I'm not sure how much we answered against Sri Lanka other than giving some confidence to a few batsmen that haven't scored test hundreds before. With the Indian series, geez, I thought the Indian bowling was fantastic, you know, led by Bumrah and Shami and co. Kohli and Pujara were probably, particularly Pujara, I think people appreciated that his concentration, patience and skill was required to score tough test runs. For the Aussies, I think the positives, obviously, that Cummins has become an absolute superstar, hasn't he? I mean, now with the vice captaincy, you know, he's hostile. He gets the hard wickets. He bowls, you know, the tough times, bats well. And I suppose, you know, for the younger batsman, you know, Travis Head, it was good for him to finally get 100 in the last test. Marcus Harris, not so good in that series. Patterson reminds me a lot of English opener, LX1, Alistair Cook. You know, he looks really good there. I mean, we're back into white ball cricket now. The selectors have got to, you know, pick a World Cup squad. So there's a World Cup before the Ashes. But, it's going to be interesting. I reckon there'll be a lot in these Sheffield Shield rounds to find out who actually gets on the trip to England.
We'll get to the Big Bash shortly, Flem. Obviously, it's the Renegades and the Hurricanes down in Hobart tonight. But Mitchell Starc, you mentioned the white ball. He's not going to India now, it seems. He's got an injury.
Yeah, they haven't actually disclosed what it is.
Yeah.
It's an upper body injury. I hope it's not like what James Pattinson had, that sort of grunter muscle thing. But with Hazelwood out, it means we won't be going with our full lineup to India. Mitchell Starc will be going. Probably the one I'd like to see play some white ball cricket is Josh Hazelwood, because, you know, I think with Jai Richardson coming in, you know, fast swinging the ball, bowling full lot, you know, I'd like to see him play all three forms. But I think it's more about the batting in one day cricket, you know, working out what our best order is. You know, obviously, hopefully, well, Warner sounds like he's going to fit now. They're saying that Stephen Smith might be in doubt, which would put that middle order. You know, he's the guy that hits gaps and is really creative and innovative in the middle order. But I don't think we've worked out, you know, who's going to open if Warner doesn't play. You know, obviously Aaron Finch is up there. He hasn't had a great summer. So what have they got? About 10 games to probably until they pick it and work it out. So, you know, it's not great going to World Cup that you probably wouldn't name our best 11, our starting 11 for that first game against Afghanistan over in England.
Talking to the number one cricket commentator in the world, Damien Fleming.
I just got a text from Ricky Ponting. I'm catching the plane with him today. Thanks, Tim.
Okay. Hazelwood, Starc, Richardson, Cummins. Okay. We haven't seen the four of them play together this summer. Is it possible that the four of them could be picked for the Ashes in the same team?
Yeah, it's not a bad call, Tim. You're leaving out a Nathan Lyon, but, you know, if you get some good swinging seaming conditions over there, then maybe you just go with part-time spin at Travis Head. I mean, it'd be a massive call, and it'd have to be a pitch that looks like it's, you know, going to be over in 3 days. But that can happen over in England. But the bigger one is, if all four of those are fit, you know, who could potentially miss out?
Yeah.
And for me, well, Cummins is our superstar, and Jai Richardson, the length that he bowled and his ability to swing the ball both ways, says to me, with those juke balls, he has to play. So it'd be one out of Starc and Hazelwood, and with left-arm extra pace for Mitchell Starc, I reckon Josh Hazelwood would be close to missing out, I reckon, if all four are fit.
Hey, Flem, I noticed Dave Warner, Steve Smith have declined the invitation to the AB medal, which is obviously on Monday night coming. Look, I don't know what the best call is here. What did you make of that? Do you think that's the right decision?
Yeah, it doesn't really perturb me, to be honest, Sam. You know, they haven't been part of the summer at all, have they? So they're not on contract. So you know, they may feel by going, it might take away a bit of the publicity of the night. So, I've got no problems with that.
You mentioned Pat Cummins, and he has been an absolute star. Does part of you want to see him take the new ball just to see what he's capable of? Fully?
Yeah, generally I like the swing bowlers taking the new ball because you want to maximise the swing, particularly with the Kookaburra in Australia. It might only go for 15, 20 overs. Mm. And then I like a quick hostile first change. So you get through the new ball and then all of a sudden there's pace and bounce. But, with his ability to take so many wickets and bowl the hard overs, you know, if he's someone that wants to take the new balls, it got to the point where he just does take it. So that's still not ideal for me. That if he takes the new ball, it means that your two opening bowlers aren't swinging the ball consistently. So you're actually moving him up because the guys that have got the chance to bowl, you know, the first 10, 12 overs probably aren't doing their job.
I know you'll be parking at Melbourne Airport parking when you get out to the airport today. You mentioned the text message that you and Ricky have been exchanging.
I'm a chauffeur.
Are you driving or is Ricky driving?
Yes.
Okay.
No, Rick doesn't drive. I don't think he's got his license.
Don't
you laugh. I don't think he has got a license.
Does he not drive?
No.
Ever? Have you ever been in a car with Ricky Ponting when he's been driving?
Wow.
No, the worries were when we're on tour, it was the rev head, Shane Warne and Michael Slater. If there was two buses and they drove, it was a competition to get to ground as quick as possible. It was a nightmare.
So Big Bash tonight, Flem, down at Hobart. A bit of bad weather about down there, so we do hope that it goes ahead.
No, don't tell me that.
Well, Hurricanes, though, just faltering a tad. I think they lost two of their last three, and they might meet again come finals, of course. So what's the form line looking like here?
Yeah, it's a good call. Like, I know people have said it's been a long season, but I'm actually getting excited about the finals because generally with the Big Bash or even T20 comps around the world is because there's no preliminary final, I love the semis because they're do or die. Mm. And you might be the most dominant team for the whole competition, but if a batsman cops, grabs fire like an Aaron Finch or someone of that ilk, all of a sudden you're bungled out. So I reckon we're in for a real cracker here. I still wouldn't be worried by the Hurricanes. I just think with their batting, such a big force, they bowl well as well. But the Renegades are starting to get into some good form. They haven't lost away yet. So I reckon the Sixers and the Melbourne Stars have got some good teams there as well. So I reckon we're going to have a really good final series.
What did you have for breakfast this morning, Flem?
Just a coffee.
Okay. I wouldn't eat anything. I've just looked at the weather report for that flight down to Hobart today. It's going to be very, very bumpy as well.
Oh, even in first class for Rick, because I don't want him to be unsettled.
No, it's going to be unsettling for both of you.
You're kidding me.
Better take a couple of Quells, Flem, and just settle the stomach down. Best of luck with the trip down. We'll watch it all, of course, on Channel 7 and Big Bash Nation right here on SEN. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, boys.